Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? What's going on? It's your boy, Minister Bernard Marrow, back for another episode, another broadcast of the By Faith Be Good podcast and radio show. It's an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children closer to him. I'm excited to be back once again. We had a great time last month, and I know we're going to have a great time this month tonight because there is a word from the Lord. What's going on to all of my Facebook family? What's going on to all of my Instagram family? What's going on to all of my Purpose Kingdom Network family? Family, what's going on? I miss y'all. And as always, I'm grateful and excited to reconnect with you and to share a word from the Lord with you that's going to encourage and inspire you to stay focused and always press forward by faith. It's the 1,643rd episode here on Purpose Kingdom Network. God is so good. God is doing great things here at Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'm grateful and excited to be a part. Shout out to all of God's messengers on Purpose Kingdom Network. Hallelujah. God is doing a great work in us, through us, and all around us. To God be all the glory. Well, family, let's get right into it. As always, I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer, and we're going to jump right into the word from the Lord tonight. So we started a new series on the By Faith Be Good podcast titled Keep Your Faith in Motion. The last series we did was Things That Contaminate Your Faith, and the Lord blessed us with a 10-part series. I believe you can find it on YouTube. You can find it on Facebook, on the Purpose Kingdom Network pages, on social media. You can also find it on the By Faith Be Good Ministry Incorporated page. Amen. And I'm grateful to share, family, that Things That Contaminate Your Faith, the series, the book, will be out later this year, at the very latest, early next year. But I'm so grateful. God is doing great things. All right. I don't want to prolong the time for the Word of God to go forth. So let us go ahead and pray, and we're going to jump into it tonight. We're starting a new series once again titled Keep Your Faith in Motion. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We love you. We honor you. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. We thank you for this day. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for all you've done. We thank you for all you're doing. We thank you for all you will do. We thank you, God. We thank you. There's nobody like you. Nobody can do the things that you can do. Nobody can heal like you. Nobody can deliver like you. Nobody can love like you. Nobody can restore like you. God, nobody can protect like you. Hallelujah. Nobody can provide like you. Nobody can give peace like you. Nobody can give joy like you. Nobody can renew strength like you. And so, God, we say thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for your word. Thank you that your word will go forth boldly, that it'll be a blessing to your children, that we all install it, live by it, and share it with others, that we apply your word and press forward by faith, walking by faith and not by sight, seeking ye first your kingdom, God, and all of your righteousness, knowing that everything else will be added unto us. God, we thank you that with you we don't have to worry. We don't have to wander. We don't have to doubt. We never have to be frustrated, never have to be stressed out, but we can trust in you with our whole hearts and lean not to our own understanding, acknowledge you in all of our ways, knowing that you will direct our path. We come together tonight to come into agreement with your word by faith. Lord, hallelujah. Your word says in Matthew 18 and verse 20, when two or three are gathered in your name, there you would be in the midst. And so, God, we're excited tonight because we are together more than threefold. And so we know that you are in the midst. And so we come together to decree and declare, have your way tonight, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight. Flow tonight in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that your love be felt. I pray that your presence be felt. I pray that hearts be mended. I pray that minds be renewed. I pray that your children be encouraged to rise up, God, and to go forth in what you've called and created and anointed them to do. God, we say thank you because nothing can come against us because you are for us. We say thank you because nothing and no one can separate us from your love. We say thank you because you've given us guaranteed victory. We say thank you that you are blessing us with this word tonight to keep our faith in motion because it's by faith that we overcome. It's by faith that we persevere. It's by faith that we're victorious. It's by faith that we are sustained, that we are kept. It's by faith that we are undefeated. It's by faith that we give you the glory. It's by faith that you'll show up and show out. It's by faith that you rest, rule, and abide. It's by faith that we get your attention. And so, God, we say thank you. And we decree and declare tonight, have your way, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, let your children be healed. Have your way tonight, God. We pray that someone will rise and ask the most important question they will ever ask. What must they do to be saved? Lord, we thank you that as we lift up your name, Jesus, all under the sound of my voice will be drawn closer to you. And it is so in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's give God some praise tonight. See, I got to catch myself when I pray because I'll be here all night praying. It'll turn into a prayer meeting. But to God be all the glory. When you love the Lord, hallelujah, and you have a prayer life, come on, it's nothing to go to God in prayer. You love to go to God in prayer. You love to commune with the Lord. You love to spend time with him. You love to call on his name. If God has ever done anything for you, come on, can I get a witness tonight? If God has ever done anything for you, come on, hallelujah. I believe that you too will get carried away. Hallelujah. Will get caught up in the spirit, acknowledging God, giving him the glory, calling on the name of Jesus, because something happens when we call on the name of Jesus. Things change when we call on the name of Jesus. Come on. Strongholds get pulled down when we call on the name of Jesus. We cast down imaginations when we call on the name of Jesus. And not just any imagination. I'm talking about imaginations that exalt themselves and try to come against the knowledge of God. We make them submit to the authority of Jesus Christ. Come on, we cast down suicidal thoughts. We cast down this down negative thoughts in the name of Jesus. We cast down thoughts that cause depression. We cast down thoughts that causes anxiety. We declare the word of the Lord by faith, and it is so in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, y'all. I only got an hour, so let's get into the word of God. So once again, we're in this new series titled Keep Your Faith in Motion. And tonight, we are getting into part two. Amen. And so last time, we focused on Romans chapter 4 and verses 20. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just thank God because, first of all, we were in Romans chapter 4, and we focused on verses 20 to 25. Hallelujah. We also focused on Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, right? And so I thank God for who he is and all the things that he has done, because we focused on how Abraham was our example of how to have faith and to not waver, right? Abraham staggered not in his faith. He believed in the promise of God. And so this time, let me take my time, because in Romans chapter 4, verses 20 to 25, verse 17, the word of the Lord also says that Abraham believed in the God who can speak those things that be not as though they were. And so because God lives in us and we live in him, the same bring forth much fruit, for without him, we can do nothing. So tonight, as we get into part two of this new series titled Things That Contaminate Your Faith, we're going to focus on Hebrews chapter 10, verses 22 to 20 King James Version. All right? And so I'm going to take my time as much as I can and give you as much as I can tonight, and we're going to continue in this series. Once again, as long as the Lord keeps me in this series, we're going to flow in this series until God says otherwise, all right? And I believe just as we were blessed with things that contaminate our faith, the series, I believe that we're going to be blessed through this series as well. So the word of the Lord says, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 22 to 23, and I've actually went through this, I believe, last week or the week before last. We've gone through this already. If you engage with By Faith We Good Ministry Incorporated, if you receive the morning inspiration, if you engage with any of the social media pages with the daily post of encouragement and inspiration, we went through this chapter already, but the Lord gave me instructions to go back through it tonight. And so the word of the Lord says, draw near with a true heart, full assurance of faith. To go to God in prayer, family, you got to believe that he is God in the first place. Am I right about it? You ain't going to pray if you don't believe. You ain't going to worship if you don't believe. Hallelujah. You're not going to sit in a seat of expectation if you don't believe. If you are expecting something greater, if you are believing in the only true living God, I'm talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then you've got faith. And what needs to happen is that you need to maintain your faith, to nourish your faith with the word of God. And so the word of the Lord says in Hebrews 10, 22 and 23, let us draw near with a true heart. Come on, no secret motives, with a true heart in full assurance of faith. I'm fully assured that God is God. And then the word of the Lord says, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. What is the Lord saying tonight? Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. That means whatever is in your heart that is not like God. Do you got hatred in your heart? Do you got jealousy in your heart? Do you got envy in your heart? Or are you holding a grudge against someone? Come on, let us have our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Come on, let our hearts be pure when we approach God and our bodies washed with pure water, right? And so we even know that we can go to God as we are, but the more we grow in Christ, the more we grow through God's word, we want to make sure that we come correct, all right? I believe that we can go to God as we are, and he'll clean us up and change whatever he needs to change about us through the Holy Ghost, amen? But also, the word of the Lord is letting us know, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. I know that the Lord is also saying in this verse, family, that you got to let the Holy Spirit do the work in you. He says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, right? From an evil conscience. That means when you draw near to God, what God desires to do in you first before he can work through you, you got to be willing to make yourself available to him. You got to be willing to yield to the work of the Lord that he desires to do in you. It says having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. And that means when you approach God as you are, when you go to to God's throne of grace, when you go to God in prayer, you got to be willing to let go whatever you need to let go. You got to be willing to renew your mind, you got to be willing to accept the will of God. My pastor and us, we were having a conversation in Bible study one night, and the Lord brought something out to us that was an eye-opener, right? And so there's many scriptures where God's word talks about us submitting to his will, right? And here's the reality of the matter, family. When you submit to the will of God, you have to have a will to submit to the will of God. If there's something that you do not do or refuse to do when the Holy Spirit gives you an unction or when God gives you an instruction, if you don't do it or don't want to do it, that's because it's not your will to do it. All right, come on. If you don't live according to the word of God, that's because you don't have a will to live according to the word of God. You don't desire to live according to the word of God. It's not your will to do God's will. But if it's your will to do God's will, then you can move your will out the way and replace your will with God's will so that you can flow in the way that God desires you to, because God's way is always the best way. So let's go. He says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast. Here's the focus. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Now I want to read these two verses in the New Living Translation, and then we're going to dive in because we don't have that much time tonight. So the word of the Lord says in verse 22 and 23 in the New Living Translation, Hebrews chapter 10, the word of the Lord says, let us go right in the presence of God. That means no delay. Come on. Come on. You ain't got time to be waiting to get in God's presence. You need to get right into God's presence. You need to shake off how you feel, call on the name of the Lord, so that you can get what you need. He said, let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting in him. Come on, you're not going to go to God in prayer, make your request known, and then doubt God. Come on, you can't go to God in prayer and then be fearful of your situation. Come on, because the fact of the matter is, if you trust God, if your faith is in God, if you're confident that God is protecting you, that God is able to do what he promised, then there's no reason to doubt, no reason to fear, but you can get right into the presence of God and fully trust in him. And the word of the Lord says, for our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean. Anybody been washed by the blood of the Lamb? Anybody been washed as white as snow? Anybody been made whole? Come on, you don't have to be guilty. Come on, your past is a part of your life, but your past don't have to be the rest of your life. Come on, the word of the Lord says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, those who are in Christ, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. And so when you get into the presence of God, come on, your guilty conscience has been sprinkled with Jesus Christ's blood to make you clean. His word says, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. I'm talking about the living water. Come on, hallelujah, accepting Jesus Christ into our life so that we can get filled up with his word, so that we can get filled up with his Holy Spirit, so that rivers of living water can flow out of our belly, so that the power of God can flow out of us and into the community, flow out of us and into our families, can flow out of us and into the workplace, can flow out of us and into the schools. Come on. And so verse 23 in the New Living Translation, and I promise we're really going to get into the word tonight. We already in the word, but I have some key points the Lord blessed me to write down. So verse 23 in the New Living Translation, the word of the Lord says, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Do you trust the Lord tonight? Will you trust him all the days of your life? Hallelujah. Do you feel as though you can be fully dependent upon God and not man or this world system? Come on, you're created to trust God and God alone. God is a jealous God. We ought to make sure that our trust and our faith, that our hope is in the Lord and the Lord alone. So in Hebrews chapter 10, you know, family, the focus is on spiritual endurance. Spiritual endurance. When you read in Hebrews chapter 10, starting at verse 19, it is a call to persevere. It is a call to persevere, right? And so Hebrews chapter 10 is focused on spiritual endurance and maintaining, here it is, watch this, maintaining stamina, hallelujah, in your relationship with Christ. What am I talking about tonight, right? Instead of shrinking back or turning away from Christ in challenging times, believers are urged to hold unwaveringly to the faith we profess, for God who promised is faithful. We are encouraged and urged, right, to hold tightly, to hold fast to the profession of our faith, because what God promised, he is faithful to fulfill it. This is why I'm here tonight, to let you know you got to keep your faith in motion. Come on. The expression hold tight, right? The expression to hold unwaveringly is the original language, which means to hold fast. It means to stick firmly to, right? And so watch this, family. Let me bless you. We are to grab hold of Jesus Christ and never let him go. Come on. We are to grab a hold, hey, of our relationship with Jesus Christ and never let it go. Hallelujah. In a similar encouragement, the Apostle Paul told the believers in Corinth to stand firm and hold tight to the message of the gospel found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. And so even if we suffer for our faith, family, we must never give up on our commitment to Jesus Christ, because God, who promised, is faithful. Hey, I feel my help already. God, who promised, is faithful to keep his word. Don't ever give up, because God, who fulfill his word. Don't ever give in. Don't ever quit. Don't compromise. Don't sink in your feelings and your emotions. Don't focus on the personal opinions of others. Don't get caught up in what you're seeing on the news. It don't matter how the situation look, because God, who promised, is faithful to fulfill his word. That's why the Lord sent me here tonight, to let you know you ought to keep your faith. Let's go. So in the word of the Lord, in Joshua chapter 21 and 45, watch this. This is a word of assurance. The word of the Lord says, not one of all the Lord's good promises failed the family of Israel. One was fulfilled. When we draw near to God's family, we experience Jesus Christ's power to endure. The word of the Lord says in Joshua chapter 21 and 45, not one of God's promises failed. That is a word of assurance that there's no failure in God. Come on, look at his track record. Look at the history of all the things that God has done for those before us, and even all the things he's doing for us and others around us today. Come on, anybody ever experience a miracle right before your eyes? Come on, anybody ever experience an authentic move of God? Anybody out there can testify tonight you've had some good experiences with God, but it's an encounter with God that changed your life. It's good to have an experience, but you need a life-changing encounter. Just like Paul, when he was Saul and he was on the road to Damascus, he didn't just have an experience, but he had a life-changing encounter that changed his way of thinking, that changed his way of speaking, that shifted his whole life and put him in a position to be fully committed to the Lord. He was living life his own way. He was doing his own thing. He was coming against the will of God. He was persecuting the church. He was killing God's people. But the Lord showed up, and he didn't just Jesus have an experience with God. He had a life-changing encounter. That's why when when we go to church, we just can't get caught up in the experience. We got to have an encounter. It's all good to enjoy the experience. It's good to enjoy the songs that are going forth. It's good to give God praise. But you need an encounter with God. You need God to show up in your life and change the way you think. You need God to show up in your life and change the way you talk. You need God to show up in your life and to make you over again. You need God to show up in your life and do what man can't do. You need God to show up in your life and do what you can't do on your own. You need God to show up in your life and do the supernatural. And so we are encouraged tonight to stand firm on the word of the Lord and to keep our faith in motion, because God who promised, he's faithful to fulfill his word. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. And so, family, even our ability to hold on to our relationship with Jesus Christ as we wait for the fulfillment of his promises, it's not dependent upon what we can do. It's dependent upon what God can do. God, his faithfulness, we depend on God's faithfulness to provide the strength and stamina we need to endure in hard times. I know I'm talking to somebody tonight. The transcendent power of God is made perfect in our human weakness. Paul, he said in the word of the Lord, your strength is made perfect in my weakness. Paul said, that's why I boast in the Lord. I can boast and talk about how good. People don't understand when you're going through a tough time, when they see what you're going through, when they see the hardships, when they see the struggles, when they see you down and out, but they can't understand why you still got joy. They can't understand why you're still pressing forward. They can't understand how you're still making it. That's because you can boast in your weakness, because in your weakness, God's strength is made perfect. This is why you got to keep your faith. And so in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 4, the word of the Lord tells us that God's power gives us everything required for a life of godliness through the knowledge of God who called us by his own glory and goodness. By these, God has given us very great and precious promises. Can I say it again? In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, the word of the Lord tells us that God's power gives us everything required for a life of godliness through the knowledge of God who called us by his own glory and goodness. By these, God has given us very great, precious promises. And so here it is, family. True belief is shown by the way in which we live, our life being a reflection of God's goodness, his grace, and his mercy. If you tune into the Monday Motivational Moment, you are able to engage with this word from the Lord. It's by the merit of Jesus Christ's shed blood that we can draw near to God and call him Abba Father. And so in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 22 and 23, these verses, through these verses, we are invited to come close to God, to draw near to our Heavenly Father in full assurance because of the price Jesus paid for our sins at Calvary. Why? Because he paid it in full. It's because of what the Lord Jesus did at his incarnation, and as the word of God being made flesh, that we have the right to go near to God and be called his sons and daughters. That's right. We got a right to God. It's not a what if we draw, it's not a what if we can draw near to God. I wonder if we can draw near to God. No, we got a right to draw near to God because of what the Lord has done. family, it's not under the restrictive condition of the old covenant that we are assured of this perfect cleansing of our hearts and souls. God is able to he's able to do what he promised. His promises will definitely, without a doubt, be fulfilled in our life. And so our confidence does not depend, again, what we have done for God, what we have achieved in our faith walk. Our confidence rests on what Jesus has done for us, what he accomplished on our behalf when he laid aside his glory and came to the earth as a man. He came to fulfill the righteous requirement of God's law so that we would not remain under condemnation, but be raised up into the newness of life in Christ, having life abundantly and eternally. It never ends with Christ. And so let me bless you tonight. The word of the Lord says in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. So check it out. Having a profession is having an occupation. Having a profession is having an occupation. Here it is, family. It is to be occupied by being active. Yeah. So what is Minister Merrill saying tonight? What is the Holy Ghost saying through me? Having faith is having a responsibility. Come on, we're going to break this thing down. It's a lifestyle. Living in the full assurance of who God is and all that God has promised. And so as we press forward, we are encouraged to continue to draw near to God. We have to believe and hold tightly to and protect our faith without wavering. You got to keep your faith in motion. Hallelujah. I want to jump ahead a little bit as the Holy Ghost is allowing me to. Family, I want to encourage you. Hallelujah. To be in motion, it is to be effective, active, and in use. To keep something in motion is to be consistent. It is to be a good steward over it. The word of the Lord says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You're not going to believe in the promises of God if you don't receive the promises of God by first hearing the promises of God. You got to be convinced and fully persuaded. Come on, I share with you all the time. God is not a myth. He's not a fairy. He's not a mystery. He's not a fairy tale. He's God. He's so real and so alive. He reigns supreme. He has all power. And he desires a personal relationship with you. So we have to nourish our faith. We have to be good stewards over our faith, planting our faith in the word of God so that we can nourish and feed our faith. Because here it is, just of something being in motion, here it is, family, it means that it's happening. Bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The process of something being in motion means it's happening. That it is active. It's happening. So what am I saying tonight, family? What is God saying through me? When your faith is in motion, God's word is working. Come on. Somebody should write that down and put it on your mirror, put it on your wall, put it on your refrigerator, put it at your desk, put it in your car. When your faith is in motion, God's word is working. Everything God promised, guess what? When your faith is in motion, it's happening. God's word is manifesting. I come to tell somebody tonight, when your faith is in motion, so is your healing. When your faith is in motion, so is your provision. When your faith is in motion, so is the new job. When your faith is in motion, so is the vision. For the vision, though it tarry, wait for it, for it will not tarry. It will surely come. Come on. The vision, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will not tarry. It's going to come. So even though the vision tarries, you're going to wait for it. But the Lord is saying, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will not tarry. It's going to come. What is God saying? You may say, what is God saying? You may say, wait a minute, God. You said, though the vision tarry, wait for it, because it will not tarry. It will surely come. How are you telling me, God, to wait for the vision because it's going to tarry, but at the same time, you're telling me to wait for it because it's going to surely come, it's not going to tarry. What is God saying? God's saying that you need to be in position because what he promised, he going to do it suddenly. He going to move suddenly. Come on. I speak tonight, suddenly miracles. I speak tonight, suddenly breakthrough. I speak tonight, doors will open suddenly. Come on. You got to write the vision and make it plain. Wait for it because it will tarry. But though it tarry, you got to wait for it because it will surely come. It will not tarry. God's going to move suddenly. That's why you got to keep your faith in motion because God's going to show up and show out suddenly. God's going to bless you suddenly. Your healing going to manifest suddenly. You're going to be delivered out of that situation suddenly. Come on. The enemy's been making you feel like there's no way out. The enemy is making you feel like there's no escape. But that's when you got to go back to the word of God and be reminded that God said he'll always provide a way of escape. Now, you got to keep your faith in motion because God is going to move suddenly, suddenly on your behalf. Don't miss your moment. Don't miss your moment. I ain't miss his moment, and I ain't missing mine either. Come on. Let's go. Hallelujah. Don't miss your moment. Hallelujah. Come on. Jesus came to the world to show us the way. He was our example of faith, how to be about our Father's business, how to love our enemies, how to perform miracles, how to be effective in living and functioning and flowing in the way God created us to. And Jesus stayed the course. He stayed focused. He stayed faithful in Luke chapter 4. Come on. And he stood firm on the word of God when he was in the wilderness and the devil tempted him three different times. He declared the word of God. He was unmovable. He was steadfast. He trusted God. He stayed focused. And because of his faithfulness, because of his commitment, because of his diligence, because of what he did, he was able to rise up in the moment that he was waiting for. Oh, that's a whole nother word for another time. Don't miss your moment. Come on. You got to keep your faith in motion because God is going to move on your behalf suddenly. Oh, yeah. He's going to move suddenly, y'all. When your faith is in motion, God's word is working. Somebody ought to type that in the comment section. When your faith is in motion, God's word is working. Hey! Your faith is in motion. Almost jumped out of my chair. When your faith is in motion, God's word is working. Why? How do I know? How do I know? How do Minister Merrill know that when your faith is in motion, God's word is working? Because he said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, his word is at work in those who believe. So when my faith is in motion, God's word is working. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory that is in Christ Jesus. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. I'm a chosen generation. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a holy nation. I'm a peculiar people. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm perfected in Christ. I'm an overcomer. I'm an heir of Jesus Christ. I'm an ambassador of the Lord. I'm God's representation in the earth. I'm the light of the world. I'm the sun in the earth. So I'm going to let my light so shine so others will see the good works and give God the glory. When my faith is in motion, God's word is working. I'm healed by his stripes. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. When my faith is in motion, God's word is working. He will give his angels charge to keep me in all of my ways. He'll satisfy me with long life and give me his salvation. When my faith is in motion, God's word is working. I'm experiencing the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. When my faith is in motion, God's word is working. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, and I lack nothing. When my faith is in motion, God's word is working. The Lord is my strength and my salvation. He's my light. He's my refuge. He's my fortress. He's the God of peace. He's my wonderful counselor. He's the everlasting Father. He's the mighty God. He's the anointed one. He's the bread of life. He's everything that I need him to be. When my faith is in motion, God's word is working. Keep your faith. You got to sustain your faith. Come on. Come on. You getting the word tonight. Come on. You getting this inspiration tonight. You getting this encouragement tonight. This is every reason you need to shake off how you feel. See, when you're in your feelings, you're not in faith. Faith and your feelings cannot coexist. Faith and fear cannot coexist. When you're hesitating, you're not in. When you're stagnant, you're not in faith. Come on. When you are fearful, you're not in faith. When you procrastinate, you're not in faith. When you're lazy, you're not in faith. When you allow your feelings and your emotions, when you're depressed, you're not in faith. When you're allowing anxiety to take root, you're not in faith. When you allow yourself to be sad and down, you're not in faith. See, the thing about having faith is if you have a moment, it's okay because we're in the flesh and our flesh is real, which is why we have feelings and emotions. But at the end of the day, what's important is that you know how to bounce back. Come on. If you're dealing with the loss of a loved one, yes, you got to go through that process and you have to grieve and you have to release what you feel so that you don't hold on to it. But what's important is that you learn how to bounce back. If you're going through a tough time, if you're going through a struggle, if somebody did you wrong, if somebody said something about you, if somebody didn't keep their promise, this is why you put your faith in God, who is faithful, who is our promise keeper, who is our way maker. You can't get caught up in your feelings. But you got to keep your faith in motion because when you're in your feelings, you're not in faith. And if you are not in faith, you're not covered. And this is why the enemy tries to get you in your feelings all the time. Because he knows he can't touch you when you are in faith. The word of the Lord says we have power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. He says we got power over all the power of the enemy. Come on. You know he can't touch you. You got God's word, and you know how to declare God's word. You know how to stand firm on God's word. You know how to apply your faith to God's word. You know how to go to God in prayer. You know how to go to war in the spirit. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. You got to fight in the spirit. For prayer life. Enemy try to get you in your feelings because he knows he can't touch you when you're in faith. He can't touch your relationship with God. And anything the devil is trying to do in your life, he can't do it without permission. You know the story of Job? He can't do it without permission. In the same way, God, he was proud of Job. Job was a man of integrity. He was honorable. Come on. He, God told him, do you notice, servant Job? God was proud of Job, the way he was living, how his life was structured, the way things were in order, how he looked out for his children. Job was sacrificing animals just in case his children did something. He was covering his children in advance. Enemy, if you're familiar with the word of the Lord, come on, the enemy goes as the angels go before the Lord, the devil shows up. And Jesus said, what you doing here? And he says, oh, I'm roaming the earth. The Lord says, have you noticed my servant Job? And the devil gets mad, and he said, because, you know, he always jealous. And the devil gets mad, and he says, listen, I'm gonna break it down, right? The devil says the only reason Job is the way he is, because he ain't never been through nothing. But if you let me go against him, I guarantee you he'll curse you. You all hype and excited about Job and the way he lived and because he your servant. Let me go at him. See what the enemy said. Let me get at him. And so God says, he puts Job through a test. He says, yeah, go ahead. He said, don't kill him, but you can go ahead, devil. Go ahead and do what you're going to do. But God had his hand on Job. God had Job covered, even in the midst of what he was going through. You know why? Because he was sustaining Job, because everything Job was going through, the stress, the depression, the boils on his body, his friends getting on his nerves. Come on. God sustained him through it all. Even when Job got to the point of complaining, God sustained him, and Job's faith in the Lord was so strong, even though he had moments of complaining, he knew he had a limit that he could not go too far because he respected God that much, which is why he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him, because his love for God was that strong. So check it out, family. I'm here tonight to encourage you to keep your faith in motion. If the enemy is coming against you, it's because God is preparing you, and the devil is trying to block you for where God is trying to take you. And you got to keep your faith in motion. If you're familiar with the story of Job, he went through what he went through, and he complained, and he dealt with his friends. His friends thought he was going through what he was going through because Job, ain't that like people? His friends was getting on his nerves, basically, because they were saying, Job, you're going through what you're going through because you must have did something wrong. You out here sinning, and you out here doing your own thing, and this is why God taking you through what you're going through. And Job, like, listen, I don't know what y'all talking about. I ain't did nothing, so I don't deserve to go through this. And I'm trying to seek the Lord and find him, so y'all need to leave me alone because y'all getting on my nerves, and I'm trying to find the Lord. And so they kept getting on his nerves. But watch this. God still used Job. Because in the end of the story, the Lord told Job, he gave him an instruction. Here's a revelation. He gave him an instruction. He said, hey, pray for your friends. Now, they've been getting on Job's nerves all this time. They've been bothering him. They've been getting on his nerves. Said, go pray for them. How many of you today, come on, somebody get on your nerves or do something wrong to you, you ain't going to feel like praying for them. But the love of Christ will strengthen you to press past how you feel. And so Job was obedient, and he prayed for his friends. And one, come on, he went through all of that complaining. But the moment he did what God told him what to do, God blessed him back with more than what he had. Come on, he lost his children. He lost his livestock, his cattle, his house. But God blessed him back with triple of what he had. And so you may be going through a tough time, and you may have had moments of complaining. Come on, here's it is. You may have had moments of complaining and frustration and seeking the Lord and feeling some type of way because God ain't answering you. You feel like God ain't answering you. But you got to do an assessment. Here it is. You ready? Instruction has God given you that you have not followed? Because the moment you follow the instruction, the moment your breakthrough is going to take place. You got to keep your faith in motion so you can hear God. You got to stay focused and be in tune to the Spirit of God and the leading of the Holy Ghost. And so I'm here tonight to encourage somebody. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because God is ready. God is ready to move suddenly on your behalf. When your faith is in motion, God's word is working. I'm here to encourage you tonight. The word of the Lord says in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. The word of the Lord says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be saved. It don't matter what your past is. It don't matter how old you are. It don't matter where you come from. It don't matter what your race or your nationality is. It don't matter where you've been, who you've been around, and what you've done. You've heard me say earlier on in this broadcast, your past is a part of your life, but your past don't have to be the rest of your life. Whosoever, that means anybody. If you call on the name of Jesus tonight, break out of how you feel. Call on the name of the Lord so that you can get what you need. Believing in who he is, what he's done, and what he's able to do, he'll show up for you. He will show up for you. If that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and falling short of your glory. And I believe that Jesus Christ is Son of God. And I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. And I believe that Jesus Christ rose with all power. And I believe that Jesus Christ is so real and so alive. Jesus, save me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life and have your way that I live according to God's word, his will, his way. In Jesus' name, amen. If you repeated that prayer after me tonight, family, you just got saved. And that's all it takes. If you fully believe in Jesus Christ, that you just accepted him as your Lord and Savior, come on, I encourage you to choose relationship over religion and faith over tradition. Don't get caught up in cycles. Don't get caught up in just going through the motions, but have a real personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Let the Lord have his way in your life and be open to however he desires to lead you. He may give you some instructions that's not logical or you can't add your human reasoning to it. He may stretch you outside your comfort zone because it's not ordinary or it's not average or you can't compare it to other people. All you got to do is give God your yes and trust him as you press forward with the instructions given. Let the Lord lead you. You got to press forward and move by faith. Why? Because by faith we good. For we walk by faith and not by sight. I pray you're encouraged. We encourage you to get into a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching church where they can help you grow spiritually through the word of God. Y'all can show each other an abundance of love. You're created to live an abundant life and to help others do the same. At this time, I'm going to open up for announcements, and then we're going to come back and close this thing out.
Amen, amen. I really appreciate tonight's message tonight, Minister Bernard, and I can't wait to hear part three. And in the meantime, let's go real quickly into the announcements. This is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's show. Whether you're joining us either online or via phone, we really appreciate and we thank y'all for joining us tonight, whether you are listening online or via phone again. And we really appreciate those that share and just let us, let your friends and family members know that we are on online here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And we thank you so much for that. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And anytime that we do a live broadcast, you can call in at 319-527-6091, and you can hit the number 1, and you can join into the conversation. And also, if you want to send any kind of correspondence with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can send an email at blogtalkradio.com at gmail.com We can just send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or just let us know how we're doing. We greatly appreciate any correspondence. And also, anytime you want to hear any of our past shows, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom. We can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we greatly appreciate that. And if you want to link or join in on Facebook, you can go to us at Purpose Kingdom at Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And from time to time, you'll see some of our upcoming announcements there on that Facebook page. Okay, and with those that have been patiently waiting for us to come back on Radio Co., stay patient just for a little while longer. We are just connecting loose ends, and we will be up and running on Radio Co. In the meantime, pknradio.com, where you can listen to 24 hours of musical content there at pknradio.com. And please feel free to share with your friends and family members. We will get everything connected, and we will be up and running on all forms of media. And speaking of all forms of media, we are also on LinkedIn, iTunes, and anywhere that podcasts are broadcasted. And all you have to do is just type in Purpose Kingdom and like us, and that way you won't miss an episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And we just thank you for liking and accepting us on social medias. And tomorrow evening at the 8:30 p.m. hour, it's going to be Self-Expressions. It's going to be hosted by Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson, which is me. So please feel free to join us tomorrow evening. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 8:30 p.m. hour for Self-Expressions, and that's going to be me, Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements, and I'm going to turn the show back over to Minister Bernard. And so, Minister Bernard, man, great show. I'm enjoying it. The show is back over in your hands.
Amen. So, family, we thank Minister Hudson for the announcements tonight. And shout out to our CEO, Pastor Toy Daly. We just thank God for her diligence, her commitment, her faithfulness to the vision that God has given her, Purpose Kingdom Network. This is her baby, and she takes care of it very well. And I'm grateful to be a part of this ministry, and I'm grateful for what God's going to continue to do through this ministry. And we're going to continue to remain united. We're grateful for all of you who are inspired and encouraged on a weekly and daily basis. And we want you to stick with us, because we want to continue to pour into you. We want to continue to help you to stay focused and always pressing forward by faith. And so here it is, family. There's so much going on in this world with the gas prices being high and all of these different conversations about food prices being up and going up even more, and people talking about recessions. And there's so much going on in the world. But even in these times, the Lord, I believe he strategically gave me this series so that you can be encouraged and inspired to simply keep your faith in motion. When your faith is in motion, God's word is working. And everything God promised, it's in manifestation. God is going to move suddenly on your behalf. And so, you know, to hold fast to the profession of your faith, you got to hold fast to what God has declared for your life. Hold fast to God's word. I got a question for you. What is your profession? What is your confession? What are you declaring over your life on a daily basis? What promises of God are you holding on to? Choose to profess and confess God's word by faith all the time on a daily basis. Because the nature of God's faithfulness is what gives us the peace of mind we need, the confidence and assurance that we are protected, that we are safe, and that we are secured in God's care. God is with you all the days of your life and in all that you do and everywhere you go. And so you can stay focused on God's word. You can focus on where God is taking you. You can focus on the life God has created for you to live. You can focus on the blessings he has in store for you. You can focus on the healing he has already done. Hallelujah. And promised he will do in you, through you, and all around you. Focus on God's joy that is your strength. Focus on the promises he will fulfill through you and for you. God is preparing you for greater blessings, but he's also preparing you for a greater assignment. When your faith is in motion, God's word is working. Keep your faith in motion. It's your time. It's your season. You're created to live an abundant life and to help others do the same. Family, stay tuned. I have two new books coming out. One is called The Things That Contaminate Your Faith, the series. And it's the book from the series that we ended about a couple months ago. The series truly blessed us, and God gets all the glory. And then the second book that I'm going to be releasing, also, you may have heard me speak on this many times, and God has finally blessed me to get this book to you all as well. It's going to be a double release, and the second book is going to be the three P's: keep pressing, keep praising, and keep praying. You got to keep pressing towards God, keep praising his holy name, and keep praying so things can change. And I'm excited to get these books to you, so stay tuned. But we want to encourage you to continue to connect with Purpose Kingdom Network. God is doing a greater work here, and we want you to be a part of it. Get ready, because it's your time. It's your season. Get in position. Stay in position and own your position. Why? Because by faith we good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. I love you, family, and I look forward to reconnecting with you next month as we continue in this new series titled Keep Your Faith in Motion. I'm out.
Jesus led.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free. I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down. I will not lose.
He saved me.